Those of us here in Alaska are quite familiar with whales. However, these enormous mammals possess a medically astounding mystery. Whales, along with other large animals, are much less likely to develop cancer. Could further research on these majestic creatures' resistance to cancer find us humans a cure? Hypothetically, yes. But our waters are becoming uninhabitable for our precious sea life at a devastating rate. Not only will we lose possible scientific breakthroughs through research, but we will also lose our traditions, our sacred sea life, and the precious waters we depend on. Whales are magical life forms for more reasons than one. Down to their very DNA, whales are some of nature's most intelligent creatures. Most live up to around 50 years, while some species, such as the blue whale, can live up to 90. What does this have to do with cancer? Well, scientists have the basic understanding that the larger the animal and the longer it lives, the more likely it is to develop cancer. Cancer, in simple terms, is a mutated gene that causes abnormal cells to grow and multiply. Therefore, knowing how larger animals have more mass, more cells, the probability of a cellular mistake leading to cancer is more likely, right? Well, not necessarily. Whales and other large mammals are actually far less likely to develop cancer. However, this goes against our basic understanding of cancer. What we believe is that the larger the mass of an animal and the longer the animal lives, the more likely it is to develop cancer. But this is not the case. It's actually quite the opposite, and that is Peto's paradox. Theoretically, as humans get bigger, our probability of developing cancer increases. But when it comes to animals, it's quite the opposite. Why is this? Well, unfortunately, we do not fully understand this paradox. Peto's paradox, named after epidemiologist Richard Peto, was discovered when he was studying how tumors form in mice. While doing so, he came upon an incredible discovery. He observed the relationship between body mass and the progression of cancer, wondering why humans have 1,000 times more cells than mice, additionally having a much larger lifespan, and yet the two species do not suffer drastically different probabilities of developing cancer. From what we do know, larger animals, having billions of years of evolution, are much easier to study and provide evidence suggesting that an amazing superhuman cancer suppression has evolved in numerous species' genes across the tree of life. How does this correlate to whales and their lack of cancer? Well, seeing as how whales are some of Earth's largest living creatures, the fact that they are so improbable to develop cancer is quite the fascinating feat. I believe further research upon this topic could lead us to possible answers for one of humanity's biggest scientific mysteries, a cure for cancer. However, with the rapid rate of our earth and water's health declining, we may soon lose not only our irreplaceable sea and sea life, we may also lose many amazing scientific breakthroughs that could lead to the optimization of humanity's medical and physical knowledge. We must do everything in our power to protect our indispensable waters, not only for preservation and scientific knowledge, but also for the conservation and protection of our precious culture here in Alaska.